The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. So glad you have joined me. New bank record show, 20 million to the Bidens. And what about this number? 120 million to an entity linked to Hunter Biden. Apparently, remember that Russian mayor's wife? Yeah, Russia collusion, 120 million. We're talking about true Russian collusion between the Bidens and Russia. Could you imagine if they even had 1 ounce, 0.00001% of the evidence on the Trump family as we have on the Bidens? Of course, everyone in the Trump family was completely innocent. Donald Trump made his money and became a billionaire, honestly, doing honest business, and actually had a business to show how he became the billionaire that he became through real estate. Joe Biden and his family, they can't show how they became multi-millionaires other than corruption. This is why Washington, D.C. hated Donald Trump. One of the reasons is because he came in not with the agenda to get rich through corruption. Almost everyone who goes to Washington, D.C. has, in the, including conservatives, by the way, not true, true conservatives, but including Republicans, they have in the back of their mind, they want to get rich. They want government pensions. They want deals when they want the honor of holding a position and then being able to be placed on boards later on in life and make money doing nothing. They all have those aspirations and dreams. This is why Washington, D.C. is so corrupt. Even the Republicans don't want to condemn what the Democrats do. Understand, look at all this corruption and what have the Republicans done. Imagine, like I said, 0.00000001% of this evidence when Donald Trump was president and it involved Eric Trump. They would be all over them. But our Republicans in the House, they still haven't even subpoenaed Hunter Biden. They do nothing but talk. And they tell you the things you want to hear. They hear what I'm saying. They hear what you're saying. They look on social media. They see the titles of people like me in our shows who represent true conservatives. They see that. They see what's on social media from true conservatives. And then they speak like you, say the things you want to hear, but they never put any real action behind it. Kevin McCarthy knows how to say everything you want to hear. He will say everything we're saying. He'll listen to what we're saying and then spew it out of his mouth. You know what the difference between Kevin McCarthy is and me? He actually can do something about it with his power, where I have no political power. So obviously all I can do is talk and suggest what should happen. Kevin McCarthy actually was elected and can actually do something with his power and pretends he's a talk show host. That's what Kevin McCarthy pretends to be. I'm a talk show host. I'll say the things. But except for I don't say these things because I think it's what you want to hear. In fact, usually I'm saying things that you don't want to hear. I'm saying things before it's even out in the mainstream media. And it's a lot of times stuff you don't even want me to say or you don't even want to hear because I never sugarcoat anything. I offend people left and right, including my own base, will get mad at me for not tickling their ears. Can't you be more positive? Why do you have to be negative? Because the truth is negative. If the truth was positive, I'd be positive. But the truth isn't positive. They did steal the election. They are persecuting Donald Trump. They are getting away with treason. That's the truth. How can I be positive about that? You want me to lie to you? We're going to win, even though they steal all the elections are rigged. Guaranteed we're winning in 2024. And don't worry, Joe Biden will be held accountable. And so will Hunter Biden. And Dr. Fauci's going to be held accountable. We're going to get him. We're going to get him. And then, I could say it convincingly and rah, 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 and get you all fired up. Yeah, we're going to get them. But I know that's a lie. You're not going to get Dr. Fauci. God's going to get Dr. Fauci, but you're not. Washington, D.C. is so corrupt. It's fallen, folks. You need to understand Washington, D.C. is a communist city. I don't say those words lightly. I say those words because it's true. Washington, D.C. functions as a communist city. Just as bad as any communist city around the world. Here's the proof. Look at how they're going after Donald Trump. Look at how they are, even the charges that are in Florida about the documents, they're trying to use a grand jury in Washington, D.C. Why? Because it's so corrupt. They know that they have the corrupt judges and the corrupt people who live in Washington, D.C. that vote 95% for the Democrat Party, that they will railroad their political opponents for their own political power, just as communists would do. And truth and justice mean nothing. Power is all that matters, and money. That's called the exact same thing and the exact same motives that motivate communists. It is a communist city. So, bank records show that the Russia collusion actually happened between the Bidens. And it really is unbelievable, but yet they're going after Donald Trump. But what should you expect when communists and evil people, criminals, it's really that, criminals run Washington, D.C., then innocent people who point out those are criminals will be the ones who are prosecuted, while the true criminals then are protected and are running wild on America. That's what Washington, D.C. does and will continue to do. And if you think you're going to fix it with an election, you can't fix Washington, D.C. with an election. Well, can we fix it? Well, folks, you should know this if you're a regular listener. I've told you 1,000 times, there is a way to fix it. It's called the states standing up to the federal government and saying, you don't have the power to do what you're doing. Get your FBI, your stinking corrupt FBI, out of my state. It no longer can function in my state. Any Republican governor can do this today if they wanted to. Your FBI cannot function in my state. I don't recognize your FBI as having any authority in my state. Get out. And they can. And they can kick them out immediately. And they can tell the FBI and the federal government, screw you. You get your power from me, the state. Because that's true. But the states are afraid to do that. Why? Because then the federal government will come back and say, then we're not going to give you any federal funding. And then the states will cave immediately because they're a bunch of wimps, not realizing that this is the end of America. If they realize it was the end of America, maybe they do it, but they don't believe it's the end of America for some reason. So your wimpy governor, Republican, will never do this because he doesn't want to fight the federal government in that aspect. But the state could just come back and say, well, then you're not getting any of our revenue from our state. We'll be just basically independent from you. We don't need you. That's how you win in this situation. That's the only way to win an out-of-control federal government. That's the way the Founding Fathers set it up so that the states would stand up to an out-of-control federal government. The states can rein in an out-of-control federal government. You know who can't rein in an out-of-control federal government? You. You casting one little vote. Can't do it. You know who else can't do it? A president. You know who can? Governors as a collective. Republican governors who are put in power by you. The way you control a federal government is you get true conservative governors who are willing to stand up to the federal government as a governor of that state. Until then, you are never going to win this fight. I don't even try to win the fight in that way that everyone's saying, oh, we'll get them in 2024. No, you won't. And that's the truth. See what I'm saying? How people even on my own side don't like that I tell the truth no matter what? You're not going to win in 2024. They're not even going to let Trump win. Folks, you all know this. They're going to either throw him in jail or they're going to assassinate him or something. He ain't taking power again. They will never allow it. They're telling you they're not going to allow it. And we're all like, well, we'll win at the ballot box. Then you don't know what I'm saying is true. Washington, D.C. is a communist city. And since you don't know that's true, then you can't win this fight. Just go live your life and ignore everything. Go to the movies and pretend like nothing's happening, because You're not going to win the way you think you're going to win by trying to win legitimate elections when we do not have legitimate elections. Now, if we had legitimate elections, I wouldn't be saying this. If we had legitimate elections, I'd be saying something else. I got to get to my sound bites. It was a big rant. But it proves, folks, I don't just say these things. I say the truth, whether you like it or not. That's my job. And not every host, not every conservative will do that. There are plenty of conservatives that know the truth, like me, but they're afraid of demoralizing you, and they don't want to say it to you. They treat you like children. I treat you like adults. I know you can handle the truth. I know you know I'm actually right, even though you don't like it. I know in the end, you'll appreciate me more. Just like I'm sure many of you appreciate me more when I told you the red wave wouldn't happen because they're going to steal election. Carrie Lake isn't going to be allowed to win. She'll win, but she won't win because they will steal it from her. And I told you that's how you'll really know I'm right. I told you before it happened. And everyone that listened to me couldn't have been like, what the heck happened? You had to been thank goodness Ben let us know that what was going to happen. You have an appreciation for me. But the people who did not listen to me and listen to all the people telling you, Carrie Lake's got it. She's in guaranteed. Even though they watched Donald Trump's election get stolen right in front of their face. And I kept saying, how do these people watch Donald Trump get the election stolen right in front of their face? Arizona is one of the states that stole the election. And then you think Arizona is going to have a fair election for Carrie Lake? What? Are you living in reality? No, you're not living in reality. You're tickling people's ears, trying to make them feel good as a talk show host. And I don't do that. Yeah, I make people face reality. And then I hope by doing that, I get an audience that respects me. It doesn't hate me for it, but says, I like the guy that gives me the truth no matter what. That's what I hope. Here's some truth no matter what. He's a truth teller. His name is Mike Davis. He was on The War Room with Steve Bannon.
But there's a war going on here in the United States right now. And it would normally be a political war. But the other side, understanding they can't beat us politically at the ballot box, are right now weaponizing our legal system. You've got another amazing tweet up today. Can you walk us through the latest in this installment of lawfare?
Yeah, I mean, it's nonstop. Now we have House Oversight Chairman James Comer releasing bank records showing the Bidens getting $20 million in corrupt foreign payments all over the world, paying for Hunter Biden's sports car. And of course, what happens right after this comes out? It's like clockwork. They leak out that Twitter was that Jack Smith, Garland's handpicked special counsel and hitman, subpoenaed President Trump's Twitter accounts.
Okay, Donald Trump's Twitter account gets subpoenaed. Where are the Republicans doing subpoenas on the Bidens? Or at least Hunter Biden, where are they? Oh, we need, Jim Jordan said this, and don't buy this crap. I'm sorry, what Jim Jordan is saying to you is what rhinos do. And I used to not think Jim Jordan was a rhino, but he's showing me things that are very sketchy of what I came across as a talk show host when I would try to pin down a Republican politician. I didn't do a ton of interviews. I'm not that type of host, but I did do some and tried to pin some down. And you know what some of the politicians would do in order to get out of actually doing the right thing? No, we have to, if you give us time, we have to get everything right because we don't want to make accusations and do stuff ahead and get ahead of our skis, which means they're never going to do it. You can subpoena him, find out what you need while you're doing it during the process. And in fact, the more you do that process, the better it will be that you'll get more information, the less chance you'll have new information if you're not doing the subpoenas. So when Jim Jordan says, just give me more time, that means I'm not going to do it. I just want to say the things that you want to hear. I will tell you, yeah, the Bidens took money. I will confirm. I'll even say elections were stolen. But you want me to do something about that? No. I'm here to give you lip service. Don't make me do actions. Actions, I'd have to take on the deep state. I ain't taking on the deep state. That's what Jim Jordan is coming across as. Jim Jordan, I think, is scared to death to take on the deep state. This guy's a wrestler. I did not think I would say that about him. But folks, I start to call people out before anyone else fully see. I know some people see it, but I'm one of usually the earlier ones. I was telling people Mike Pence is a snake. Before he even did the backstabbing of Donald Trump, before it officially happened, and people were saying, but he's a Christian. Are you saying? I said, I don't care if people have told me he's a Christian. I judge him by his actions, and I have seen no good actions out of Mike Pence this whole time. I've never liked him. I never knew why I didn't fully like him. I just didn't. Just really did not like him. I just knew my gut was just telling me he was bad. Well, Jim Jordan's actions or lack of actions is making me worry. Now, Jim Jordan has had a history of actual good actions, so I will give him a break and give him a little bit more of a grace period. But right now, Jim Jordan is basically saying, I only want to do lip service. I'm too scared to take on the deep state. They will destroy me. Get someone else. I shouldn't be where I am because I'm too scared to do it. Now, I hope he proves me wrong, but the very fact that he's asking for more time, if they do it, they'll do it right at the last second when they know they're not going to fully have power and control and that it's going to switch hands to the Democrats and that the Democrats can shut it down and then again make it look like you did something without actually doing something. That's what it looks like it's being set up to do. Folks, Hunter Biden should have been subpoenaed within the very first month they took power. I've been asking for Hunter Biden to be subpoenaed during the Trump administration. I was asking for Hunter Biden to be subpoenaed by these guys. And I was promised I'm not going to do it because I know he's a good, just like Jim Jordan, I thought was good, but I know this guy's a good guy. And he promised me he would do it and he on my radio show and he didn't do it. I'm really, you know what? I can't not name his name because he has to live with it. He told me he would subpoena Hunter Biden. He never did. And that is Senator Johnson. Senator Ron Johnson. Good guy. Good guy from Wisconsin. Promised me he would subpoena Hunter Biden. I'm still waiting, Senator Ron Johnson. Still hasn't happened. You broke your promise to me. I don't think you're a bad guy. I think you're good. You've been wonderful on the vaccine. But I don't even want to call you out. That's how much I like you. But I realize it's not fair. It's not fair to say something and then not say who it is. I owe it to you, the audience. Senator Ron Johnson told me on the air in front of my entire audience, I made him promise that he would do it. Because I know that they slither, politicians. And I locked him down. It made national news that I locked him down, that he said that he would subpoena Hunter Biden, and actually made national news because I got him locked down, promising to do it. And it never happened. So, and that's a good guy. I can't imagine the mediocre people fulfilling these promises. Let me give you another cut, though. Let me give you the $250,000. You heard about the 20 million, excuse me. I said 250,000. I don't know where that number came from. $120 million from the Russian oligarch. True Russian collusion right here. $120 million to an entity linked to Hunter Biden. I had not heard this before, but Seamus Bruner, he was on Stinchfield Tonight breaking it down. Take a listen.
We also know that Hunter Biden is not just 3.5 million, by the way. 3.5 million went to one entity connected to Hunter, then a further 120 million from Batarina's company, Intico, went to another entity linked to Hunter Biden. And even some documents we got as a part of a trial, Archer's trial, say it could be as high as 200 million just from one Russian oligarch. Now, not all 200 million went to Biden. But that's how much money they were sending towards these Biden-linked entities, and you got to wonder what for.
Seamus, $120 million, that's a number I have not heard yet before. That's an insane amount of money What was it used for? Do we know why she would send that kind of money, north of $100 million, to a Hunter Biden-connected firm?
Yes, Grant, we do. You look at the timing of these transactions and the dinner at Cafe Milano and just Hunter Biden's appointment to this board of Burisma. What is happening in geopolitics in spring 2014? It would be the Maidan Revolution in Ukraine, which was a very bloody revolution. It was the ousting of a pro-Russian president, Yanukovych. And during this time, it's a lot of turmoil in the Russian-Ukraine region. So you have these Russian oligarchs. I mean, this is Crimea, where Putin sends the troops into Crimea. You have these Russian oligarchs who are starting to wonder, you know, are we going to get sanctioned? Is our money going to get frozen? And so a woman like Yelena Batyrina, Russia's first billionaire female, the former mayor of Moscow's widow, she's loaded and she's got hundreds of millions of dollars. She needs to get it out of Russia. Who is a safer person to manage that money than the son of the vice president and his business associates? I mean, it's protection. She's getting the money out of Russia so that it can't get frozen. And you look at all of these oligarchs with Burisma, it's protection. And I think that's why you saw James Comer today say racketeering. He said the R word. It looks like racketeering. So it's sort of like a protection business that the Bidens were running.
So thanks to the Republicans for getting this information out, but they're not doing anything about it. And they're not going to. At the point that they're about to do something, something else will happen to where they don't really do anything. And even if they subpoena people, which they should be doing, that's what's amazing to me. Even if they do subpoena, it's not like the Justice Department is going to do any follow-up of prosecution. Remember, the House can't prosecute anybody. All they can do is recommend prosecution to the Department of Justice. So it's what I said when everyone was saying there was going to be a red wave, and I was telling everyone there's not going to be a red wave. And even if there is a red wave, it ain't going to change anything because the Republicans will only talk the talk. The Department of Justice will still be controlled by the Biden administration. And so nothing that you want to happen will actually happen. No one will be held accountable. You'll just get talk. You might get subpoenas. We're not even getting subpoenas. Can we even just get that? There's a possibility at some point we get that. Only because the Republicans are getting called out by people like me. And when we call them out, they know, oh, crap, the game is up. They're calling us out as for what we're really doing. We're just trying to give lip service. We don't really want to do any action. That would actually put me in front of the deep state. And I don't want the deep state coming after me because I have secrets in my life that I have to hide. That's most likely what it is for most people on Capitol Hill. It is what it is. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except through him. I know I don't tell you the things you want to hear, but I hope they were the things you needed to hear. I love you guys. See ya!
Hey guys, don't forget to subscribe to my dad's channel. It's free, and you stay informed. Now that's a win-win. See ya!
Folks, for over 60 years, the John Birch Society has been standing for our constitutional rights. They want to limit and counter big government and its agenda. You need to go and check out the John Birch Society at jbs.org. Go check it out now.